Celebrate 30 years of climbing higher in Christ with Bethel Deliverance International Church and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. On Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m., Bishop Daryl Woodson of El Shaddai Pentecostal Church of Christ will deliver another life-changing message from our Lord. Worship will be led by the Bethel Deliverance International Church Anniversary Choir. It's a family affair, so plan now to join us as we celebrate 30 years of God's faithfulness.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
John chapter 10, verse 10. As Pentecostal believers, we spend or have spent an enormous amount of time on the gospel, on the presentation of the gospel. And while I am in strong support of the preaching proclamation of the gospel, I do believe that the gospel is not designed, it does not contain the principles of the kingdom to push you into a better life. The gospel is the good news that Jesus came to save you. But the gospel doesn't tell you about all the other things. Those are things you get from relationship. For example, the young man comes to the young woman and he says, after so much time of being attracted to you, dating you, spending time with you, I've come to realize that I love you. I would like to marry you. The presentation of the proposal is the good news. Jack wants to marry me. Hallelujah. Everybody rejoices. They throw their arms around you. They dance. They get real happy. And then immediately following that, the bride-to-be begins to appoint those people who will help her with her wedding ceremony. They go out. They look for dresses. They look for jewelry. They look for, you know, whatever motif they're going to use for the wedding. The good news of the engagement is over. The engagement has been sealed with a ring, and the good news is over. Now it's time to prepare for the wedding. That's the second level of good news. Once the wedding is over, now comes the work. The engagement is not work. The wedding is not work. They're fun. The work comes after you hear the I do or I think so, or I'd like to, or it's my hope to. Now the work starts. The good news blinds you to deficits and deficiencies. The good news makes you like burnt toast. Baby, I'm so sorry I burned your toast. It's all right, sugar. It's all right. I'll just put a little extra apple butter on it. It'll be fine. But in the marriage, you send that rabbit, you know, you better make something else here because I ain't eating that. You give that to the dog. Well, what changed your attitude? You stepped into a different role. Well, when you were a sinner, nothing was working. You heard the gospel, the good news. Jesus died to save you. You stepped in, filled now with God, filled now with the Holy Spirit. And now it's time to learn how to live like a Christian. How to govern your temper, how to govern your tongue, how to govern your thought life, how to govern your responses. See, the gospel is the engagement and wedding, if you will. Now that you're in the family, now you have to learn the principles that are yours. Are you with me? See, things change today. Years ago, when a young woman married a man, unless she was extremely wealthy, she took his last name. Unless she was extremely wealthy where she could buy her own name, she took his last name. Then times began to change with the feminist movement and other areas of independence. The last name became hyphenated. And that's simply saying that I'll stay with you as long as the hyphenation is there. And if you really get on my nerves, I can just erase you. And so it removes something. But the taking of his last name, while it does not mean what it meant when it was first given, it does mean that you are connected. Okay? It does mean that there's something that you share. Everything is now co-equal because you share that name. Okay? Now, when you become a Christian, you have to be taught how to live like a Christian. And that's what the church was supposed to do. The rejoicing and the praise and worship, they're all part of our expression. But the reality is I'm tasked with teaching you the principles so you can live a better life. And this is the passage that drives that theory. In St. John chapter 10, Jesus reveals himself as the good shepherd. And I'm not going to go into all the nuances of this particular relational concept, but they understood, because they were exposed to the shepherding lifestyle, they understood that the shepherd was responsible for the sheep. They understood that. So they also understood the reputation of the shepherd in Jesus' day, and that's why he accentuates it with good, because the reputation of the shepherd in Jesus' day was not so good. It's kind of like the reputation of the longshoreman today. You know, somebody who works on the waterfront, they're hard drinkers, gamblers, loan sharks, you know, because certain environments breed certain behavior. That's why God said, come out from among them and don't go in certain environments. All right? Even as a Christian, there are things that we can do, but we should not do because of the collateral damage. Are you hearing me? All right, good. I'm just going to assume you are. If you have any problems or questions, you just write them down and send them to me. But notice now, after he completes the expose of the good shepherd, he then goes on to validate his particular position there. He calls himself the door of the sheep. Once again, because of the cultural awareness, they understood that the principle he was giving was that I'm the person who's between me and the wolf, and the sheep go in and out of pasture through me. So just like us, anything we want from God, Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way to get it. Okay? Now, you're beyond salvation. The moment he calls you a sheep, you are in. You are in the moment you're called the sheep. Because without are goats. So if he puts you in the sheepfold, you're saved. Okay? So he says, I'm your door. I'm the way for you. He goes on. Notice what he says. He says in verse 9, I'm the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. See? You're saved. Because you can't even get saved unless you come through him, right? But then notice this. He says, once you're in there, notice what he says. You'll be able to go in and out. Listen to what he says. Your whole life is not church. You're not just saved to be in the fold. You got to do something else. Pentecostals, you got to do something else. Because what he's about to teach us is that you've been living beneath the privilege of a sheep who can go in and out. But notice what he says. Let the Bible say what it says. He says, if anybody enters in, I'm the door, he shall be saved, shall go in and out, look, and find pasture. That means the pasture, in the most simplest of terms, he's saying when you're in the sheepfold, you're going to be cared for. And what do sheep do when they're in the sheepfold? They eat grass. They're comfortable. They get what they need. He says, but because of your relationship with me, not only will you have your need met inside. But when you go out, he said, in and out, you will find pasture, which means that when you are outside of the church, you ought to still be victorious. You don't use the church to run into victory, but you master the principles of victory so that when you are outside of the sheepfold, you're still learning how to master. See, you're saved. The gospel, you're saved. But now, it's like when I was born to my parents, the rejoicing. Oh, a son. Oh, our baby is born. But somebody had to teach me the principles to be a man. I had to learn those things to be a good citizen. All right, now you're saved, but have you been taught how to be a Christian? You are saved, but do you know what it means to be a Christian? Where do you learn the principles of being a Christian? Outside of the sheepfold. You don't learn how to be a Christian in here because it's safe in here. There shouldn't be any darkness in here. The lights are all lit, and the lit lits the lit. And I know good English, but what it means is the person you're sitting next to, chances are they're just as saved as you. So there's not much light you're going to shine. You can take an LED flashlight outside on a bright sunny day and turn it on and you won't see the beam because it's not made to work when the light is there. But bring it into a dark room and flip it on and watch it illuminate the entire area. Jesus says, you are the light of what? The world. Why? Because the world is dark. He didn't say you're the light of the church. He's the light of the church.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Hello, Saints. Bethel's new website enables you to receive pastors' e-devotionals via email. Simply go to BethelDeliverance.org and click on the link About Us. Then, subscribe to weekly devotionals from Bishop,
and you'll be all set to receive the encouraging Word of God for Bishop's e-devotionals.
So be blessed and sign up today.